Unit 5. Exercise 7.
So, we've agreed that Sally's team will produce those figures by the end of the month. Got that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Okay. I'd like to move to the next item on the agenda, which is the budget for the upcoming year. Peter, would you please give a short overview of your research into the market and your conclusions?
Sure. As you all know, my department has been extensively researching the market and the economic conditions we'll be facing in the short term. It's quite clear that events of recent years have unsettled the market greatly. Both investors and consumers are convinced that it won't get better, probably for a long time. Investors are looking for solid companies, and consumers don't just throw their cash around like they used to. We think that the situation will remain like it is in the middle term. This is a time for consolidation, not expansion.
Simon, what does R&D think about this?
It's a pretty negative outlook. We've been working really hard to come up with some great ideas. And maybe now's the time to launch some of our new products.
And our investment program has been ready to go for months. Mm. We can't just wait and hope that things get better. Our strategy has always been to lead the market, not sit back and cruise along.
Peter.
Ideas and investments don't mean cash in the bank. Consumers simply don't have the confidence to spend their money on fancy new products. And as for expansion, I think the good old days are long gone. We should be cutting back.
Sally, how do you feel about all this?
We're talking about budgets for the upcoming year. Everybody's forecasts seem to indicate hard times ahead, and we don't even have the money to spend. How are we going to service more debt or raise more cash in the capital markets?
So, despite our great ideas and investment plans, it seems the reality is that our budgets for this year will have to be tight.